Chapter 1: The Evolution of Social Trading. The first generation of social trading was plagued by smoke and mirrors, traders showing fake screenshots and hiding their losses. Web 2.0 Legacy. Centralized platforms where data could be manipulated. Web 3.0 Reality. In 2026, everything is on chain. If a lead trader claims a 300% ROI, the smart contract proves it. At Frameshift, social trading isn't just a feature, it's a protocol where transparency is the baseline and trust is built into the code. Chapter 2: The Three Pillars of Copy Trading. To succeed in social trading, you must understand the three core components. 1. The lead trader. The strategist who executes the trades. 2. The follower. The participant who allocates capital to mirror those trades. 3. The execution engine. The smart contracts that ensure the follower's account mirrors the lead's actions in real time with zero latency. The key to longevity is proportional allocation, never risking more of your portfolio than the lead trader is risking of theirs. Chapter 3: Vetting a Lead Trader, the 2026 Framework. Don't be blinded by high ROI. Professional social investors look at the Frameshift score, which includes maximum drawdown, MDD, how much did the account lose during its worst period. If the ROI is 100% but the MDD was 80%, the trader is gambling, not trading. Trade frequency. Is the trader a scalper or a swing trader? Ensure their style matches your risk tolerance. AUM, assets under management, how much skin in the game do they have? A trader managing $1 million behaves differently than one managing $1,000. Chapter 4: The Psychology of the Crowd. The biggest risk in social trading is herd mentality. The FOMO trap. Thousands of followers joining a trader after a lucky win streak, only to provide exit liquidity for the inevitable correction. The revenge copy. Trying to find a high-risk trader to recover previous losses. Successful social trading requires a basket approach, distributing your capital across 3 to 5 different lead traders with non-correlated strategies. Chapter 5: Risk Management for Followers. Just because someone else is clicking buy doesn't mean you should ignore risk management. Stop-loss overrides. Always set a global hard stop on your copy trading account. Slippage control. In the 2026 high volatility markets, ensure your execution engine has slippage protection to prevent buying at a significantly worse price than the lead trader. Profit locking. Regularly withdraw a percentage of the profits made from copy trading to your main cold wallet. Chapter 6: The Frameshift Collective Intelligence Strategy. In 2026, we go beyond simple copying. We use aggregated signals. 1. Sentiment analysis. Combining social trading data with Article 10, sentiment metrics. If the top 10 traders are long, but retail sentiment is extreme greed, we look for a reversal. 2. Divergent leads. If lead A, trend follower, is buying, but lead B, mean reversion, is selling, the market is likely entering a range-bound phase. 3. On-chain alpha. Monitoring the whale clusters alongside our social leaders to confirm high-conviction moves. Chapter 7: Becoming a Lead Trader. Social trading is a two-way street. For those who have mastered the RSI, Article 11, and market structure, Article 12, becoming a lead trader offers performance fees, earning a percentage of the profits you generate for others, reputation mining, building a verifiable on-chain trade ID that can be used across the entire Web3 ecosystem, community influence, leading a squad of traders through the volatile crypto cycles. Chapter 8: The Future AI-Enhanced Social Trading. As we move further into 2026, we are seeing the rise of hybrid models. Lead traders are now using AI assistants to filter noise, While followers use AI to dynamically rebalance which traders they follow based on current market conditions. The human provides the intuition, the machine provides the discipline. The ultimate social trading checklist. 1. Verify the track record. Is it on-chain and older than 6 months? 2. Analyze the drawdown. Can your account survive their worst day? 3. Check the confluence. Does the lead traders move a line with the roadmap, Article 6? 4. Diversify. Are you following different styles, e.g.? 1. Scalper. 1. Long-term holder. 5. Set hard limits. Never copy trade with funds you cannot afford to lose. 6. Stay active. Review your lead basket every Sunday to prune underperformers. 7. Scale your success. Once you've built a high-conviction lead basket, execute your rebalancing and manage your capital on our main swap hub, / start swapping your assets seamlessly, where you gain full control over your liquidity and can instantly adjust your positions based on the performance of the traders you follow. Conclusion. The power of many. Social trading is the ultimate equalizer. It removes the information asymmetry that once gave institutional giants an unfair advantage. By connecting your wallet to the collective wisdom of the Frameshift ecosystem, you are no longer trading alone. You are part of a global, decentralized brain. Master the art of selection, and you turn the markets from a battlefield into a collaborative harvest.